Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Joan Matthews, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to continue this series. No, don't eat that. That's mine. What's me? It's mine. Just go ahead. Just want to continue this series. This is July 1st. 2020, and it's a pleasure to be back again. Trying to open the eyes of anyone who desire their eyes to be opened up, and just trying to do the work of the Father. Is trying to do the work of the Father. So, folks, the coming of the Lord is near, and what we are to do is to, do what the Lord called us to do, because, the Word of God tells us that we have all sinned. Every single one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we are, none of us are without sin. So what we are to do is to repent and turn our eyes on the Lord, repent, and give our hearts and our minds and our soul to the Most High God. And, the Word of God tells us that judgment begins at the house of God. And if it begins at the house of God, what do you think will happen to the wicked and the unrighteous? So You know, I try to I raise my ch- I try to raise my ch- I know that I may not have done the best job in my younger years raising my children unto the Lord from birth, but you know, it's never late than never. I started from a very young age. My children were brought up knowing the Lord. I baptized them myself. I, you know, try to instill the love and the fear of God in them. And every chance they're all grown up now, but every chance I get, I tell them about the Lord. And when they do things out there in the world that is not pleasing in God's sight, I rebuke, chasten, and I warn them of the judgment of God. And that's what we do. That's what we can do, and continue to remind them every day to seek the Lord and to read the Word of God and to get to know Him. So, folks, you know, I come to you not of my own flesh, of my own power, but the things that I come to you with, they are from the Holy Spirit. They are of the Lord. And with what's happening in the world around us, and not only in the world, but what is happening in our own personal life, we are all going through our own storms. Even that this storm is raging in the world, we all have our own storms and our own burden that we carry. It's bad enough that the seams are bursting at the sides in the world with COVID-19 and with this election and with Black Lives Matter and with the children of Israel being persecuted, but praise God that the eyes of the world is being opening and the enemy is getting scared, and that's why there is so much hate and there is so much violence and there is so much lashback. The eyes of, many are being opened. Let me just pray for a moment. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for your mercies. I just want to thank you for your grace. I just want to thank you, Lord God, as I enter into this message. I pray that I had your protection over my life. I pray that I had your protection over the lives of the saints and the life of everyone out there who is going through, who is walking through this valley of the shadow of death. We will fear no evil, for you are with us. We know that your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil, our cup run it over. And we know that your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in your house, the house of the Lord. Father, protect us from the enemy. Set a hedge of protection around us. May the blood of Yeshua cover us. May the blood of Yeshua cover our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our body. Let not the enemy triumph over us. Any weapon and every technology and every assignment that the enemy has sent out against our lives to disrupt, to hinder us, to hurt us and to harm us, I condemn, I destroy, I make null and void in Jesus' name. Lord, send your holy angels to arrest any principalities, any powers, any demons that may have come in this house, that may have come in this dwelling place. I burn you up with the fires of God. I burn you up. I chop your head off with the sword of the Spirit. You have no right being in this house. You have no right being around me. And I destroy you in the name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb, in Jesus' name, the blood over me, the blood over this room, and in my house, in Jesus' name. So today, folks, I just want to say that our warfare is not carnal, but it's spiritual, to the bringing down of the stronghold. So our weapon of warfare is not a physical one; it's a spiritual one. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against all the darkness of this world. And Isaiah said that darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness to people. So we know that we are in big trouble. But Jesus Christ said, you know, that he has overcome the world. And because we know that Yeshua have overcome the world, we must take confidence in that. We must take hope in that. Just like the governments of this world think, and the police officers think that they have the power behind them, the power of the government, the power of the state, to do crazy things and to commit murder and think they can get away with it. They think they have power to do evil, but we have the power in Yeshua's name to do good and to have our light, the light inside us shine. We have the power of the Most High God to overcome the evil of this world, and our light will put out the darkness in this world. I just want to talk about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And folks, sin started in the Garden of Eden. Sin began in the Garden of Eden. I just want to continue on from yesterday's message. And yesterday's message was, what was his temptation and what was the sin? And we know, folks, that I'm just going to reiterate a little bit of what I talked about yesterday. The sin in the Garden of Eden caused death to enter our world. It caused degeneration of the human mind. It caused the thoughts and spirits, soul and body, to degenerate. Sin caused chaos, confusion, wars, hate, sicknesses, diseases, and every kind of evil that exists today. Sin caused death. Our belief and walk in the counsel of the ungodly is causing us to fall further and further into oblivion, and there seem to be no hope or solution in sight for what is happening in our world. But we know that not true. You know, we know that Isaiah said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. And but we have the light. Jesus Christ said that we are the light of the world. And he said, he is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. So we know that light excels darkness. There are opposites to everything. There are light, you know, like I said, light. The light excels darkness. Good will always overcome evil. And the great I am that I am, the King of Kings, the Savior of the world, has a solution and a cure for what is happening in our world today. There is a cure for every sickness, every sin, every disease, and every hurt and every evil that plague us today. And it is called faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Yeshua HaMashiach. Faith in our Heavenly Father. We must have faith. The scripture tells us that the just shall live by faith. Scripture also tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God. And we walk by faith in Christ, not by sight. So even though the world is falling apart around us, the Lord showed me, he said, take your eyes off what's happening in the world. Take your eyes what's happening in what's going on around you and in your own life, and keep your eyes on me. You know, we must have faith. Faith is to trust and to believe in the Creator God, the same God who gave us the same commands in Eden. And we must, you know, we as children of God, we have to repent. We must repent of our rebellion and honor the Most High. We have to honor His laws and His commandments. We must turn to Him for help and accept His gift of salvation through Yeshua HaMashiach. The blood of Yeshua, through faith in Him, set us free and restores everything. The enemy have stolen from us, you know, what God has given us, you know, life and life more abundant. But when we turn, when we repent and turn to the Lord and confess our sins, you know, Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, Yeshua, that, you know, this abundant life can be restored. Adam and Eve sinned through breaking the commandments of God. And you know that many today are still eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They are still breaking the commandments of the living God, committing murder, fornication, adultery, you know, lying, stealing, hating, you know, breaking the Sabbath day, and you know, the go in and read Exodus chapter 20, where God gave us the Ten Commandments. You know, Yeshua said that the commandments, you know, are not grievous. And he said, if we break one of the commandments, we're guilty of breaking all of the commandments. So, you know, in James, it says, what is sin? It says sin is a transgression of the law. And if we break one of the commandments, we're guilty of breaking it all. You know, folks, man continue to break God's commandments. Man continue to break and to disagree, you know, and to just ignore and trample upon the truth. Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Man continue to trample upon the precepts and statutes, laws and commandments of the Most High God. One of the statutes and one of the precepts of the Most High God is a man, you know, man and a woman together. And lo and behold, the wicked one, the serpent, the Satan, the son of the Satan, the son of perdition, the God of this world, has blinded the eyes and the minds of man into believing that, you know, we can run around and do whatever we please. Man with men with men and women with women, and some people are binary. I don't know what that means. You know, you can be whatever you want to be, and we think that we can do whatever we want. But our body was designed to be the temple of the living God. We were designed to bring forth the glory of God. The glory of God is to go with our purpose, is to manifest God's glory to be manifested in us. But Satan has taken over the minds and the hearts of the government of this world, of the politicians, of the leaders of this world, because the leaders and the government and politicians and the so-called pastors, many of them are in bed with Satan. They are agreeing and allowing and instilling laws and their own laws and their own precepts and their own statutes and their own commands and their own ways of saying, we are not going to stay on the straight and narrow. We are willing into believing and accepting that only a man and a woman can love each other, and a man and a woman, you know, it's righteous. They just go up against God and say, we are going to do whatever we want. We are going to, you know, a man and a man and a woman, and they can get married, and we're going to have rights, and we are going to protest, and we are very prideful, and we are proud of it, and we are going to march, and we are going to display our sin, like Sodom and Gomorrah. And so, folks, this is what's happening in the world today. No wonder you see chaos. No wonder you see darkness is covering the earth. And I'm just here to warn you and to say, you know, if you are out there and you're practicing this kind of sin, you know, hating and being murdering and breaking the seven-day Sabbath and involving in homosexual activities and fornication and adultery and lying and stealing, you know, and being not, you know, taking care of the poor, you know, all these are sin. You know, I'm saying that God is going to hold each and every single one of us accountable when he comes. And I pray that I'm counted worthy, and I pray that I'm here doing the will of God. And so, folks, the coming of the Lord is really, really near. many are going to die from the chaos and the destruction that is coming. And when you stand before God on that day, there will be no more chances for you to love God and to say, Lord, I know that I am sorry for I have sinned. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and please teach me how to love you. So if you're out there and you're committing any kind of a sin that's written in the Bible that's up against God, just humble yourself to him. Just humble and don't take the counsel of the wicked, the counsel of the ungodly, and agree with the wicked one to commit these abominable sins. Because the Bible tells us that homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God. So let's, you know, God doesn't hate the sinner. He hates the sin in a sinner's life. And it could be any sin. So he wants you to repent. He wants, and you know, he wants us all to repent of whatever sin that any of us have committed. And he wants us to turn to him, you know, and just say, Lord, we're sorry before it's too late, because you never know when you will take your last breath. And then you stand face to face with the Judge of Ages. So God loves you so very much. I remember the Lord saying to me, he said, who do you think that I will create someone other than myself to die for the sins of the world? And as I thought of it, you know, before I can even answer, the Lord said, and what kind of a sacrifice do you think that would be? And I said, Lord, well, it wouldn't be much of a sacrifice of all if the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God who created the heavens and the earth by just speaking it into existence. Father, you even said that you can speak to a tree or a stone, and that tree or stone can turn into a person. I said, you can say, you know, tree become a stone, and it become, I mean, tree become a man, and it become a man. And I said, if you can do that, you know, if you create someone other than yourself to die for the sins of the world, that would mean that you abuse your own power, and that wouldn't be much of a sacrifice at all. And the Father said to me, even so, I created myself a body. And so you see, the Creator of all, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is the most, who are powerful. He is the all-powerful, ever-existing God. He is the life of the universe, and without him, no one exists. Without him, none of us would wake up this morning. So he literally put on flesh. He said, even so, I created myself a body. The King of Kings created himself a body in our likeness, that he may take on our sins, our diseases, our sicknesses, our transgressions. It's going back from the sins of our forefathers, Adam and Eve, who eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the same tree that many, many, many are eating from today. And folks, he created this body, put his spirit in this body, and call him Yeshua or Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he willingly laid down his life for you and for me, all of us, for homosexuals, for fornicators, for adulterers, for murderers, for haters, for Sabbath breakers, for every single one of us. He laid down his life for all of us. And so I'm encouraging each and every one of you, please, 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 repent, and give your hearts to the Lord. The coming of the Lord is near. We are at the door, and we need to give our hearts and our minds and our soul to him today. Jesus Christ said, flycatch, welcome. Jesus Christ said, you know, he said, we are all sinners. He said, we are all sinners, and by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. I just want to go here back to the notes that I've written. When the Father set me on this journey in the flesh, he said that he placed the light inside of me. And if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. And we know that Yeshua, and this is another testimony that I would have to give when the Lord showed me who I was before he placed me in my mother's womb. He showed me who I was because I asked the Lord for years and years and years, Lord, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. Before I came into this world, I knew that I existed there. I always knew that I existed before. So I would beg the Lord to show me who I was, and it took years before the Father showed me. That's another message on its own. But when the Father sent me on this journey, this is an excerpt from what he showed me. He said he was going to send me on a journey, and when I get there, I will not remember my former estate. But he placed a light inside of me, and if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. And we know that in the first chapter of John, John spoke about the light. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the light that light every man that come into the world. John chapter 8, verse 12, then Jesus spake and said unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And in John chapter 1, verse 4, it tells us in him, Yeshua, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness. The darkness is our flesh, our chains of flesh, you know, because our flesh is darkness. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth not. So even though that the Lord God put the light, who is Christ, that spark of the sun, this, you know, of the sun, you know, the S-U-N / the S-O-N, that spark of the Son of God inside of us, and the darkness comprehended not. He said, that was the light which lighted every man that come into the world. So when the Father told me, he said, I've placed the light inside of you. If you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. So I know, you know, that I am not making these things up. That these, you know, the scripture talks about the light. And Jesus Christ said in other parts of the scripture, he said that let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. So that light that Yeshua talked about, that we ought to let shine before men, it's that work of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit do the work in us and through us, because, you know, the work of men, the work of the flesh, it's vain. It doesn't carry on to eternity. It is the work of the Spirit in us that goes on to heaven, that goes on to eternity. So, you know, when the Holy Spirit, when we committed and subject ourselves to Jesus Christ, to Yeshua, and we gave him the keys to our heart, he comes in and the Holy Spirit come in and go out and just come into us and do the work in us and through us. And the Father can be glorified. So that's why Yeshua said, you know, let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works, not our good works of the flesh, but when we allow the Holy Spirit to come and do the works of the Father in us. And when the Holy Spirit come and do the work in us, others see the work that is done in us and through us. And they glorify the Father in heaven. The Father gets the honor and the glory and the praise. Once I asked the Father, what is my purpose here? And he said, my purpose is to glory to, is to, you know, glorify God, is to allow the Father to be glorified in me. So we know that that the Father is being glorified in us. And when we allow him to do that, So we just want to, you know, just encourage everyone to just give God the honor and the glory and to just trust him and to just allow the Holy Spirit to come and shine and to illuminate and to do the work in us and through us, because Jesus Christ said, you know, I of myself, I can do nothing. It is the Father that does the work in me and through me. So we, and if Jesus Christ is sure, you know, said that it's the walk in him and he can't do nothing, how about us? We of ourselves, we can't do nothing. We have to allow the Father to come in us and through us. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to do the work in us and through us. So, folks, I just want to encourage each and every one of you to just go back and listen to my messages. My voice is a little groggy because I just had thyroid surgery and I'm still recovering. And I just want, my voice gets tired, and I'm glad that I'm only doing half an hour at a time. It gets tired, my neck gets strained and tired, but God is good. He's healing me, and He created our body to heal itself. So just enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe out there in Christ, and keep your eyes off the storm and focus your eyes on Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, because He's our shelter. He's our rock. You know, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And Jesus Christ said, I come that you might have life and to have it more abundantly. So take care, and I love you in Christ.